Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
What is the Donald Trump legacy? Joining us now to talk a little bit more about that, ABC News political analyst in Washington, Alex Castellanos. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, we've got one leaving and one coming in. We're going to have an orderly transition of power at least right around noon, maybe not before that, but right around noon. So maybe the system will still work.
Well, I sure hope it will. I can't help but wonder if President Trump had conceded the election right away, did not push the notion that the election was stolen, we would have had a couple of months to really sort of properly frame the Trump legacy, and he could have overseen the successful rollout of the vaccine. There's so much more that we'd be talking about other than the insurrection and everything else surrounding the final days of the Trump presidency.
Paul, that's exactly right. Did you see the pictures of Tom Brady and Drew Brees meeting midfield, talking after the game? It was just a great moment. What if Donald Trump and Joe Biden had done that? We'd be in such a different place. And Biden would be in a position to reach out to Trump voters, which I hope he still does. If he really wants to unite the country, as he said he does, he's got a chance. It's that speech tomorrow at noon. If he can stand up there and said, I know why 74 million of you voted for Donald Trump. You were worried that people, it wasn't just him, you were worried that people like us in Washington had forgotten about you and disrespected you and that we blamed you for America's problems. Well, we don't. We think working America is what made the country great, and we're going to listen to all Americans. Biden needs to do that. If he does not, we're going to have a very polarized country.
Do you think he will?
I think he's going to do a little bit of everything, which sometimes ends up being perceived as doing nothing. I think he's going to pat the radical left on the head. He's got to. There are a lot of young, hungry cannibals in the Democratic Party, Ocasio-Cortez and others, that are not one generation down, but two. And the older Democratic leaders are petrified that their young are going to eat them alive. So he's going to give them immigration. We're going to stop building the wall, all of that. But he's not going to say a lot of that in the speech. I think he's going to stick to his theme of uniting America.
Yeah, that theme of unity is going to be so important, not just in the speech, but in the actions in the days ahead, right?
Right. That's what's going to count. And the agenda so far is not an agenda of unity. If you're talking about things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline, gas prices go up. If you're talking about action on climate change, well, then you're going to put more friction and restrictions on business. If you're talking about legalizing 11 million immigrants, well, then you're talking about more unemployment for people who are here. If you're talking about tuition-free college, then you're also talking about debt and taxes. So it's going to be an agenda that isn't going to get a lot of Republican support.
Who is the voice of the Republican Party going to be moving forward as the Biden administration unrolls their goals for the coming days? Who's going to be weighing in from the Republican side? Will it be President Trump? Will it be members of Congress? Who will be speaking for the Republicans?
Well, as long as his voters still feel that Washington isn't listening to them, then their frustration isn't going to go away. They aren't going to go away. And the guy they support, Donald Trump, isn't going away. But Nikki Haley sent out her first email yesterday for her new PAC, Strong America PAC. So the 2024 presidential race has just started. And you're going to see, I think, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Josh Hawley from Missouri, the senator, Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, Ron DeSantis, the governor from Florida. You're going to see a lot of Republicans start jockeying for position as the leader of the Republican Party.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch that all unfold. We certainly hope for, as you said, a peaceful transfer of power tomorrow. It looks like it will be. Anything that we can expect in these next 24 hours from President Trump? I think there will probably be quite a few pardons coming.
Paul, if you want a pardon, today's the day to get your name on the list. There's going to be a bunch of them today. Word is the president is not going to pardon Rudy or his family. We don't know about the president, whether he's going to pardon himself. Of course, that won't end his legal troubles. He has trouble at the state of New York that federal pardon won't help. But right now, expect that he's going to pardon Little Wayne and about 99 other people.
Well, all right. That's what we've been waiting to find out. Another 28 hours or so that he has to do that. Alex, appreciate the analysis. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good to be with you.